Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Geek.
The only way to be.
On Sci-Fi and Swing.
Joy 94.9.
What's on Barbara's mind, Charlie? Is she about to go into action as that domino daredevil, Batgirl?
That girl, where do you come from, where do you go? What is your scene, baby, we just gotta know. That girl, are you a chick who fell in from outer space? Or are you real with a tender, warm embrace? Yeah, whose baby are you? That girl.
It's sci-fi and squeeze, Jim, but not as we know it. On Joy 94.9.
One station in all the world, a chosen station.
To boldly go where no show has gone before.
Sci-fi and squeam.
Tuesday night from 10 p.m.
On Joy 94.9.
It is great. It is really a great...
Sonia?
Yeah, it's a great honour to be speaking to Gail Simone here at Supernova 2013. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Hi, how's everybody doing out there?
I think they're doing fine, and you've got a lot to do with it, Gail, in our little universe down here in Melbourne. We are broadcast from an LGBTIQ radio station, the one of its kind in Australia. In fact, it's 24 hours that it runs.
Wonderful. That's exciting.
So we're very excited and pleased about some of the recent news and developments for yourself, your career, and your advocacy and everything. I mean, I'll shut up now and let you talk.
Well, what would you like me to talk about? I'm really excited that the industry is moving forward and we're showing a lot more diversity in comic books than we ever have before, and with the recent addition of Alicia in Batgirl, where she came out as transgender to Barbara Gordon in issue 19, and the response has been so amazing. I have been crying on and off for a couple of days now just because of people telling me or posting publicly their personal stories about it and how they reacted when they read this particular issue of Batgirl and how they were finally able to see that a hero had a friend that was like them, that they could recognize in that. And it just makes me feel really good to be able to make a connection with people to show that there's more in the world, more in our audience than just, you know, straight white guys, for instance. So it's just been an amazing experience for me just to hear the different experiences from other people.
And what inspired you to decide to create a character like that?
Well, there's several things. First of all, you know, I was a comic book reader and fan growing up as a young girl. And you kind of, when you don't see what you recognize in the things you're reading, you sort of either try to fill in the blanks or wish that they were there. And, you know, you watch, like, I really connected with Wonder Woman on one level, but on another level, there were pieces that just weren't there for me, so I kind of write them in my own head. And that's strictly because it wasn't on the page at that time. And when I came into the industry, I had sort of like a little secret agenda in that I wanted to create more diverse female characters for the industry because I knew that was lacking. Well, it quickly, you know, came to my attention that we needed more diversity in all areas and not just for female characters alone. We needed more ethnicities, we needed people from other places in the world, from other occupations, other sexual orientations, everything. And, you know, to look out at an audience as diverse as the comic book audience is and then look at what we were producing is just not right. And that's what inspired me. The audience inspired me.
Yes, that's fantastic. And as I believe as your partner was saying, I spoke to him just quickly, he's saying it's good to get a realistic, more grounded character, not some whimsical fantasy sort of character when it comes to sexual diversity and gender diversity. And I congratulate on you doing something realistic, you know?
Well, that's one thing that's really nice about the Batgirl book is it can be pretty grounded and we can have some real, true, three-dimensional characters as part of the supporting cast. And Alicia is a very big part of the book. After all, she's Barbara Gordon's roommate, you know, a very strong part of her life, and they've become really good friends. And I think that this is also reflecting a lot of what's happening with you know, that age of people today in the world. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to, you know, give it some reality, which I know is a weird word to say, but it's great to have these other trans characters that were introduced in the past, but to leave them with a magical element or a shape-shifting element, it's just not quite the same thing as telling a more realistic portrayal of a trans character and trans life.
And I think you're right. I think you've really hit a great target there and expanded the universe and expanded the audience, and just the social media, the response, as you were saying earlier, has been fantastic, extremely positive. Did you expect that?
Well, I've been in the industry for a while. I've done a lot of things that some people would consider controversial, and so I expect a certain amount of it, but I do not care. I expect a certain amount of negativity, and there has been some negative reactions about Alicia and having a trans character in a mainstream comic, but I literally, that does not bother me, and it does not mean that we shouldn't do it and that this character should not exist. There's always going to be a certain percentage of the audience that is strictly not going to like anything I do because I'm a strong female voice, and I hate to put it that simply, but I've just learned over the years that that's just the truth. So to be bothered by that would, you know, not really make sense in my life, put it that way. And some things just, you know, there are things that are right, there are things that are human, and that's what I do, things that are honest, and to shy away or back away from that because someone might not like it is just not what I'm about and not what I think the industry should be about, what storytelling should be about.
Exactly. Well, you're a very strong figure in, I think, the comic community throughout the world, and your recent stand and the controversy about, you know, the famous tweets that you did a few months back. We all know about that, of course, the DC situation. But it just brings up the whole idea of a woman's place in that universe. And I think you've done an awful lot. You may not know it yet, but I think the effects you've had, the ripples, have been incredibly positive for females.
I don't tend to sit around and think about that, you know, personally. It's more when people bring it to my attention. But one story that I really did like and feel good about was I had a young woman who worked in a comic book store, and she worked in the comic book store about 10 years ago. And she said that from 10 years ago, which is about when I started writing comic books, she said, you can gradually see the customers coming into the regular retail comic book store making a huge shift and becoming way more diverse. And it's not just because of me. I believe it's because of the internet as well. But to even be part of that movement, because I know how out of place I felt going into a comic book store for many years and even hiding the fact that I read comics is another thing. So just to see that the industry opening up is just a really wonderful thing, I think, for everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream. But I wonder if I could get you to do a station ID tag. Would that be okay? Sorry. I have written it down for a couple of people, so it's, I hope you can read it okay. It says, and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Joy?
Joy, yeah. In, yeah.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much. It's really, it is a great honor. It really is.
Everything's strange. Everything wild. Once a week, go to the night. Join us on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.